Matt Whitaker, Deep State Wins If Good People Don't Go Into Government. By Robert Krajicek on May 21, 2020. Honorable people must enroll to work in government to prevent deep state political corruption, determined former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, author of Above the Law, the inside story of how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. Offering his remarks in an interview on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow, Whitaker defined the deep state as left-leaning elitists who think they know better than the people of the United States of America, including both elected and appointed officials, as well as bureaucrats. Americans must not surrender the government's apparatus to the left, Whitaker warned. He highlighted Democrats and the broader left's character assassination campaigns against Justice Brett Kavanaugh and President Donald Trump as attempts to intimidate dissidents from entering public service. Good people have to raise their hand and volunteer to participate in government, advised Whitaker. So many of these folks in our federal government are from the coast. Coastal elitism will be the dominant worldview in government if non-leftists abstain from government jobs, cautioned Whitaker. Listen. Whitaker stated, if we don't get the ordinary, regular people from flyover country, too, show up and do the work and enthusiastically take on these roles, then we're gonna be in real trouble, added Whitaker. Whitaker added, we can't be deterred by what happens to people like Kavanaugh and Trump and myself. We have to continue to fight, to really advance the agenda that is good not only for America, but is going to sustain our republic into future generations. Widespread news media denial of the existence of a deep state is rooted in their merger with an entrenched bureaucracy, explained Whitaker. Those of the deep state are confederates with the media, he added. Whitaker reflected on the reflexive hostility directed at President Donald Trump from much of the news media. What I learned, as interim attorney general, is that anything that is in favor of or supportive of President Trump, the media and others believe it must be destroyed. That was pretty clear to me in the first 3 days. I could not believe, even though I had seen it with my own eyes up at that point, the backbiting and leaking, how pervasive that was. And how you could not have a meeting with more than about two people before the content of that meeting somehow leaked out to the Washington Post or New York Times. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.